Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Walking on the beach, looking at the horizon, we occasionally see the silhouette of a distant ship. Where is it going? What does it carry? While the experience may suggest romance or mystery, it is but one of millions of ship movements that occur each day among the thousands of ships, barges, and small craft that ply the world's waters. There is a satellite view of the ocean on which the tracks of ships are overlaid, and what may seem like a vast, empty expanse is quickly filled in by itineraries, the marks of real ships moving coastwise and around the world. For them to operate efficiently and safely requires a vast and mostly invisible system of research, charts, aids to navigation, defined shipping routes, and traffic separation and control systems to avoid confusion and collision with all the potential resultant loss of life, property, and environmental degradation. At first, sailors moved within the sight of land, always keeping the reassurance of a potential harbor in view. But centuries ago, sailors began to navigate by the stars, by the collective experience of observers who align celestial marks as indicators for safe passage from one place to another. Manuals were published with simple diagrams. Maps were drawn that were astonishing in both their detail and beauty. Coastal views were illustrated to show the topography of island, coast, and harbor features. And myriad soundings, measurements of the depth of water everywhere, were recorded on charts so that even in storms, sailors could place themselves in relation to land, rocks, and reefs by the changing shape of the ocean floor below their vessel. Today, we have an even more sophisticated technology. Not just the addition of longitude to latitude, where through observation, accurate timekeeping, and mathematical calculation, we can mark location with accuracy, but also radar for seeing obstacles in fog or at night, satellite communications, and global positioning systems for even greater precision worldwide. The technology is indispensable, but not perfect. We read of accidents when ships collide or run aground. To avoid this as much as possible, governments are constantly conducting surveys and mappings of the ocean floor and installing and maintaining the aids to navigation, the marks, buoys, and lights that, if followed scrupulously, provide safe rules of the road for shipping. In certain parts of the ocean, the English Channel, for example, large number of ships may be en route at once in very close array and require monitoring defined seaways and sophisticated signals and communications to assure successful navigation. Rotterdam, one of the busiest ports in Europe, maintains a massive radar display that records the location of every ship, fishing or ferry boat, or river barge, more than 5,000 movements per day, which enables traffic control much like the more familiar visible systems at airports. The public is mostly unaware of all this complexity, and yet it ensures the delivery of cars from Japan, oil from Kuwait, electronic equipment from China, tourists to vacation in the Caribbean, and fish to every table. As importantly, we must understand that these systems are the product of enormous human endeavor, the engagement of millions of individuals whose labor makes them work. That ship is so much more than a picturesque image on the horizon. It is both reality and symbol of the social and economic connections of people linked worldwide by the sea. We will explore those connections further in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.